I know we're all excited about Deontay Wilder and the world heavyweight title being in Tuscaloosa, but kind of carried it to extremes last night, didn't we, at Foster Auditorium?
Maybe a little too excited. Disappointing, obviously, when punches are thrown. Basketball is a physical sport. There's a lot of knocking around, a lot of banging, but you don't like to see what occurred last night. And Hayden and Muhammad, Hayden for Alabama, Muhammad for Auburn, got tangled up on a free throw attempt, and Hayden threw a punch, and then Muhammad went after her and threw a punch. Both punches connected, and you know, it was right in front of the Alabama, kind of spilled over right in front of the Alabama bench, and I didn't see exactly what happened with Neashanti Knight, but was told she lunged at Muhammad, I guess, and you know, trying to separate them. And so, you know, the rule is if you leave the bench, although you couldn't really leave the bench because it was on the bench, but
right.
You know, she was ejected as well. So three players ejected, two punches connecting, and really unfortunate for Alabama in a way that's kind of been overlooked now that the Tide managed to win the game. But it was a 13-point game with just a little over a minute to go, Chris, when this happened. I mean, you're
in the first half there.
Yeah, a double-digit lead at halftime. And all of a sudden, Auburn goes on a 7-0 run with the help of some free throws, you know, and scored right before the half. So suddenly, it's a 6-point game. So it really hurt Alabama's momentum in the game because to that point, they had controlled the game. I mean, really, especially defensively, had clamped down on Auburn. So suddenly, you're minus 2 points. Auburn was minus a good player, too. I don't want to make that clear, but you're minus two players on a team that's already short on depth to begin with, and instead of a double-digit lead, maybe 13, 14, 15 points, because Alabama would have had the ball off the missed free throw as well. Suddenly, it's a 6-point game, and then Auburn takes the lead right at the end, and Alabama hits a big three, and fortunately, Auburn misses or gets a shot blocked, you know, at the buzzer, and Alabama gets the win. So the fact that they got the win is great. It's their first SEC win. It snaps a three-game losing streak to Auburn. But, you know, you've been doing basketball, watching it for a long time. You know, it's probably, I say this all the time, when competition is as keen as it is and as physical as these games are, we're probably fortunate this doesn't happen more often where tempers, you know, flare and things happen.
Right.
But regardless, there's no excuse for it. You know, you can't. And I want to be clear on this. Hayden threw the first punch. Now, that doesn't
right.
make an excuse for Muhammad. She threw a punch and connected as well. I know the SEC is trying to sort this all out. But, you know, it was an unfortunate set of circumstances. For the most part, Alabama and Auburn, in everything that they compete in, while, you know, the competition is intense, very rarely do we see instances like this. And we had one last night. And but it was a great basketball game, and to the credit of both teams, you know, it could have escalated into much more than that. I thought the coaches did a good job, and once it was over, it was over. You know, there were no incidents the rest of the night. But certainly going forward now, the SEC, as I said, going to have to sort this out and see what type of punishment is handed down.
You know, I was trying to think last night, Gary, and we've talked about this before, with the rivalry, when we start with football, we're talking Alabama-Auburn, obviously. But how, in all the years, as great and as intense and as nasty as it gets, unfortunately, sometimes among the fans, you never see anything on the field. And I was trying to think, you know, a couple of times you've had dugouts empty in baseball, but I don't ever remember a true fight, you know, anything like that in the 15 seasons that I've done of Alabama baseball or even before that. But, you know, to have the first one occur that I can remember – be involved with women's basketball, more than a little bit surprising. But back to the game itself and the outcome. Look, it's one win, and it's against an Auburn team that's still winless in conference play. But nonetheless, that's got to be huge for Christy Curry, that they're able to come back, fight through that, no pun intended, and win a game that, look, if you don't win it, then you're scratching your head wondering when and if the next victory is going to come.
No doubt about it, and particularly the fact that Auburn had won three in a row, and then the second game last year at Auburn, it was either an overtime or a double overtime game, but a game that Alabama let slip away, and Auburn won it. So, yes, as Christian Curry said earlier this week, they all count one, you know, but at the same time, if you don't get a little bit amped up for the in-state rivalry, then, you know, you shouldn't be playing at Alabama, and certainly both teams were amped up last night. But it is a huge win because, again, I mean, you know, Christy Curry is trying to build a program. And last year, Chris, quite frankly, they exceeded expectations. You know, they won 7 games in the conference. And I think before the season, if you had taken a poll, people would have probably maybe set the over-under at 3 wins in the SEC, if that, maybe 2. I mean, there were no expectations last year, and they wound up having a pretty good year. And then this year, you know, there was some attrition. Your best player transfers out of the program. You lost a couple of graduation. Played pretty well in the non-conference. Had a huge win over Nebraska. Had some other wins. Had some losses where you scratch your head and then get into conference play and start out 0-5. You know, that's, you can't do worse. And to come home, to have 4 days to get ready for this game and to go out and beat your in-state rival, regardless of whether they're struggling or not, it's a huge win. And it gives you at least a good feeling. And I have no doubt that this team would continue to play hard regardless of whether they won last night or not. But it's good for the players to experience some success. And I think it would go a long way toward keeping them focused in this season, which is, as I said, a rebuilding season. But recruiting is good. I have no doubt in my mind that Christy Curry is going to build a program here that can compete at the top of the SEC. And last night's a building block.
Gary Harris, sports director, WVUA Television, our guest here on Tide 99.1. Let's go to the men's side of things. The thrill of victory for the women, the agony of defeat for the men. That there were stretches in that game, especially in the final 10 minutes of regulation and what we saw in overtime, Gary, that it looked like an old-time Alabama-Arkansas men's basketball game. That was the positive. The final score, obviously the negative to it.
Yeah, I was looking on the sidelines for Nolan Richardson and Wimps Anderson because we had one going last night. Great game. I know, great game for you to call, a great game to listen to and watch. And, the only thing that's disappointing is the outcome. But some things to build on for Alabama, a couple of thoughts I have. You know, when you're where the Tide is and you know you're kind of going to be a bubble-type team, you know, it hurts. I mean, you look at the South Carolina game, you look at the Arkansas game, and not even to mention out of conference against Wichita State. You know, you're a play away from being 4-1 in the SEC with a loss to Kentucky. And, you know, everybody probably is going to lose to Kentucky for the most part. So you could be in great shape. Instead, reality is you're 2-3. You let one get away earlier this year, non-conference, at Wichita State, and those could have been huge road wins. I mean, that's what a fine line there is, Chris, is Alabama is, you know, 3 plays away from right now, at this point in the season, being a sure thing in the NCAA tournament. Wins against Wichita State on the road, South Carolina and Arkansas on the road, and you're in at this point. Now, you know, not so much. But I do think there's some things to build on, and I know I use that term with the women's team too, but that's what you're doing. And for us, for those of us that watched him in high school, I had people tell me, well, Justin Coleman, he's so little. I said, I don't care. I mean, the guy can play. Some guys just can play. They're difference makers. And I've been waiting on him to bust out like he did last night. I know he's got the talent. He's a born scorer. At the same time, he's also a distributor. He's a true point guard. And Ricky Tarrant, we know how good he is. But Justin Coleman last night, I mean, he put on a show in that second half. And, I mean, he made shots at 5'10 with 6'10 guys in his face. Unbelievable performance by him. Unbelievable fight and grit by the Tide. You know, even in the overtime, you overcome adversity there at the end where, you know, Riley Norris is going to have the rebound and Shannon Hale comes over and they get into each other and it causes Norris to travel. So instead of having the ball down one, you have to wind up fouling. They go up 3. Hale redeems himself with a 3 on the other end. But then, you know, the bugaboo all night, Chris, was Alabama just gave up too many offensive rebounds. It's hard to win against a good team, especially a good offensive team. You know, Qualls goes off of 30, but they held the leading scorer for Arkansas.
Bobby Portis.
Yeah, they held Portis
into double
down
figures until the tap in at the buzzer, but he found
right
a way to do it.
And you know, there you are at the end, and you do a good job defensively of forcing a poor shot from Arkansas, but on the backside, Hale went to sleep a little bit. I mean, that's what it looked like on the video, and he just didn't cut off the basket. And Portis has a free run of the basket and tips it in at the buzzer. So it's a disappointing finish. Clearly a great game, an entertaining game. But at some point, Chris, as you know, you got to get on the right end of these. You know, you've got to find a way on the road. They won at Tennessee, but you got to win more of these games if you're going to have any chance to get in the NCAA tournament. So I'm excited about the effort. I'm excited in terms of being entertained by the game. I'm excited at what I saw from Coleman and Tarrant, the fight, determination in this team. But, you know, at the end of the day, it's either a win or a loss. And, you know, it's a disappointing loss and not much time to recover. I know y'all got back really, really late, probably early this morning. The team's got to try to get their legs under them today and then play a huge game tomorrow night against Auburn. And I never say must win. I don't know that there's such a thing. I mean, my coaches say every game counts one. But tomorrow night's probably as close to a must win as there is for Alabama in this particular season. They need to get this game at home against Auburn.
I agree completely. And the reality is when you start putting, you know, coaches and players can't do this. They've got to go play the games. Each one, they're trying to win every game. I understand that. Those of us that are either fans or media or both, we start putting pencil to paper, and we go, where are the wins going to come? What are the realistic losses? And frankly, while I'm as sick as anybody as to what's happened in these last couple of games, you realistically look at it, and when we walked out of Wichita, Kansas, you know, Gary, I've got to tell you, I'm sitting there and I go, all right, what realistically can, should, or will occur for this basketball team? And the number is right there, because I thought they had a real good opportunity to win the rest of their non-conference games. They did. I thought that they would need to beat A&M. They did. I thought they'd split on the road. That took place. And everything really that's transpired that I thought would transpire or could has kind of gone this route. So, you know, I'm like everybody else. You'd love to see the record better, but I still think you're in a spot if, like you said, you take care of Auburn, you take care of Florida, which I know hasn't happened in quite a while, you are in a position where the backside of this schedule looks a whole lot better.
It does. There's no doubt about it. It looks a lot better on the back end. And, again, that's why tomorrow night's game is big for a lot of reasons. First of all, you know, you can't afford a home loss to Auburn. That's just reality. You know, that's the loss that is going to be a big black mark on your resume. Plus, you still have to go play at Auburn later in the season. This is a team that has the Bruce Pearl effect, which means there's a lot of hype, a lot of interest in what they're doing, but they're still not a very good basketball team. That's the reality. Are they capable? Certainly. But are they a really good team? No, they're not, as evidenced by their last outing, losing at home to Mississippi State, which snapped a 22-game road losing streak in the process. But the reality is, as we talked about last night's game, this is big for a lot of reasons, because the casual basketball fan and some people who aren't even basketball fans will pay attention to this game for Alabama. The media hype is going to be large because, again, of the Bruce Pearl factor. There are a lot of people that are just making an assumption, because Bruce Pearl was hired at Auburn, that it's just a question of not if but when they're going to win big. A lot of people are watching Anthony Grant versus Bruce Pearl. So in addition to being just a huge game for Alabama's resume in the Southeastern Conference and, of course, going forward in terms of the NCAA tournament, it's big for a lot of other reasons. Again, this is one of those, and you and I know it's a reality. There are a lot of hardcore Alabama fans of every sport, basketball too, but there are some casual fans that keep score based on what happens in certain games during the season, and this is obviously one of those games. So, you know, it's going to be a sellout crowd, much as it was last week against Kentucky, but this isn't Kentucky. I mean, this is a game, again, I never say must win, but Alabama needs to win this game to hold out any hopes of having the type of season that they want to have, in my opinion. I just don't think you can afford a loss at home to a very average team.
Are you going to make it down to the parade before the basketball game?
I am going to have a busy day tomorrow, and, you know, we're all thrilled that you know, I think everybody feels like that either knows him or lives here in Tuscaloosa that Deontay belongs to them a little bit, and it's because of the way he carries himself and his personality. He's never met a stranger. I've been fortunate to be around him some. No, you have, but anybody that's met him, you know, people come up to me and say, man, I ran into Deontay Wilder, and, you know, everybody that meets him knows him. And so tomorrow's going to be a special day. I've talked a lot about this week. In fact, a couple radio or internet interview people have called me this week to talk about Deontay, since I am a local guy and have covered him. And, you know, you just think about the odds, Chris. I mean, first of all, there's got to be a JD's. You know, there's got to be a gym here in town. Without that, there probably never would have been a Deontay Wilder. But JD's, you know, running a gym in an area where you know, there was some boxing, but certainly not a rich history of boxing. And to have Deontay Wilder walk into that gym 10 years ago, it was a game changer. It changed a lot of lives, and it changed the perception of boxing in this state. And now we have a heavyweight champion. So tomorrow is going to be a celebration, not just for Deontay Wilder, but for a lot of people, this entire community. And I'm looking forward to being a part of it. And then, of course, it works out great. You have that in the afternoon, and you have Alabama-Auburn hoops tomorrow night at 7:30. And, of course, you always allow me to plug our coverage. We got a big night tonight. You know, Alabama gymnastics coming off men's basketball had a disappointing loss at Arkansas last night. Gymnastics had a hugely disappointing loss last Friday night, and now they get the number one ranked team in the country, two-time defending champion Florida, tonight at Coleman Coliseum. So it's never boring here covering the University of Alabama, and certainly that's the case again this weekend with sports and, of course, also with Deontay Wilder.
All right, I just want to know if you are in agreement with the suggestion I made to B.J. Milliken when he was on Wednesday. I even ran it by one of the ladies I'm about to reference today when I happen to be walking through your offices this morning, Gary. But I say we see the parade televised on WVUA with Lynn Brooks, Miss Terry, and Don King.
Well, you know, how would that be for a broadcast team? You know what? That's I wish we could put that together.
Can we get that done? Can we get that done?
Well, you know, I got to interview Don King last week, and satellite, and I'm telling you, he's everything that I thought he would be. I mean, he didn't miss a beat when he how that works. He's sitting there going through interview after interview after interview. You know, you're getting 3-4 minutes apiece, and I heard him telling him this is a Gary Harris, Tuscaloosa, Alabama, and boy, he took off on the Tuscaloosa. You know, he was great. So that would be unbelievable. And you know, he's Stavern's promoter. But I know he had a good feeling that Deontay would win this fight because he continued to pump up Deontay even though Stavern was his man. But yeah, that would be quite a team right there. And I do wish we were carrying the parade live, but unfortunately because of the short notice, we're not going to be able to do so. But Lynn Brooks, Miss Terry, and Don King,
I'd like to try to help where I can.
Well, you know what we really need to come up with? You know, we need to come up with, of course, you and I would have to sign a waiver, and of course, that might be the least of our problems, but we maybe could get a handicap match against Deontay. You and I take him on at the same time.
No, thanks.
You know, rapid punches are allowed. If we could reach that high while he was knocking me out, maybe you could catch him from behind with a good shot.
Gary, here's the thing. You tell me that we've signed up for that. You let me know, and I'm going to go buy me some new running shoes. Because here's the thing. I ain't got to outrun Deontay. I just got to outrun you.
People
fair enough.
Would pay to see that.
Fair enough.